MSONewsSports.com, welcoming in Annie Pugh, the girls' lacrosse coach at Marblehead High School. And Annie, welcome to our program, and congratulations on the success you've had so far this year.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, just before we started, we found out, Annie, you're Jim Pugh's daughter, huh? From former Masconomet head football coach's daughter.
I am.
Now, how is he at lacrosse? How are his lacrosse skills and knowledge?
Yeah, well, he may be from Long Island, but he doesn't know much about lacrosse. I will say that he is one of the more dedicated fans, though. He comes to every game.
Oh, great. Well, let's talk about your team. 10-1. So what have been some of the, I won't call them big games. What are some of the key games that you've passed through so far in the first half of the season?
I would have to say that the first half of our season was definitely a strong beginning. And we came out knowing what we needed to do and some changes that we needed to make from last year and how we needed to step our game up and move the ball quickly and in transition. And we came out and we played hard, and we came up with some pretty strong wins at the beginning. We beat Masco. We came out and beat Winchester, and we held our own against Concord Carlisle. We tied it up two times, you know, and we really, you know, for us, that's a big step in the right direction, knowing that our program is kind of moving towards some of those top D1 programs that are on the North Shore or in the Middlesex League.
Yeah, hey, I'm a firm believer that you learn from your mistakes or losses, but who was your loss to?
We lost to Concord Carlisle.
Oh, I got you. Yeah, okay. Well, they're renowned for lacrosse in that area, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
Well, let's talk about some of the players on your team and who's been contributing. And you start wherever you want, from the goal out or from the attack back. I don't know what makes sense.
Well, having 14 returning players from last year is really one of our strengths. Last year we graduated 4 seniors, and we knew that we had a lot of consistency coming across the field. So it was coming out and starting to how to play together, you know, how to work off of one another and make things happen. And I think our leadership has come from our senior class yet again this year, because we have a lot of younger girls on the team. Our leadership has come from Brittany Lydon, who is one of our team captains. She's our goalie, and she allows for the confidence of our defenders to be more aggressive, because she's quick, she's got fast feet, and she is definitely a force back there in goal for us. We also have a defender, Kylie Cronin, who she is fierce and competitor, and she's been a 4-year starter for us. So having her as one of our tri-captains as well has been really reassuring, knowing that she's back there on defense. We also have Corinne Miley, who is a midfielder for us and is one of the fastest girls on the team. Her legs, you know, move up and down that field, knowing transition that she's going to be pressuring the ball all over the field, and how quick she is. She comes up with those ground balls in some really key moments. We also have another defender, a senior, you know, not one of the captains, but has really stepped up and, you know, proven her leadership qualities, Caitlin Brunato, and she's back on defense. She's got a great voice. She sees the field, and she's able to make some really great decisions when she's back there. And then as for returners, we have quite a few girls that are coming back out. In the midfield, we have Caroline Driscoll, and she's been working on taking the draw. She's strong. She's fast. She sees the field. She's taking leadership roles on offense, making some great decisions with the ball and really moving the ball quickly up the field. We also have Lucy Poulin, who's one of our midfielders, and she dances on the field. She sees the field, she moves the ball quickly, and she is absolutely one of the top players in the Northeast Conference. Last year, she was the Northeast Conference MVP. So really excited to have her there, having her leadership qualities on offense and being able to use her strength and, you know, making sure that she's coming up with those ground balls in really kind of, in key moments during the games. Offensively, we have Hadley Carlton, who is moving the ball quickly. She's got fast feet. She has an incredibly hard shot and can really, you know, she makes a difference for us when her shot is on. We have a junior, Amanda Gregory, on offense, who's doing an outstanding job as well. She's, you know, her and Hadley seem to be connecting quite a bit. They find each other, and that rhythm and that, you know, that ability to play off of one another has been really keeping us pretty solid. We also have, two freshmen that are out there as well. We have Lydia Bongiorno, who, she's fast, she's quick, she's got a high shot percentage, she's moving the ball, and Grace Arthur, she's moving the ball quickly for us too. She's got fast feet, and, you know, everybody's playing off of one another. They're learning how to, you know, how each other moves the ball, and then it's really all coming together pretty well.
Well, that's great. Now, is there any of that coming together, whether, I don't know whether it's a particular player, group of players, area of the game that came along better than you might have expected at the start of the season?
Sorry, can you repeat the question?
I guess what I'm asking is there a facet of your game, a group of players that are working together that came together better than expected, than you might have expected?
I would say altogether, our complete offense has been, what I would say, has been working really well together. We have seven on attack, and, you know, seven go over the restraining line. And when you have seven attack players, and you can trust each and every one of those girls to be able to go to goal and score 1v1, or be able to know what that next person is going to do, to be able to pick and roll off of, you know, that next player, that really, I think, is what is our strength. And like I said, you know, we have depth across the field, and this is probably one of our strongest years lacrosse skill wise and it's really impressive to watch, and it's fun to coach. And I think that, you know, the girls are enjoying being out there on the field and cheering each other on and making sure that, you know, we're doing all the little things.
Gotcha. Annie, if you could step back or look way up from way above, look at the North Shore lacrosse scene, whether it be Northeastern Conference or beyond, any particular stories, kind of asking you to pick your brain a little bit for me, what are a couple of lacrosse stories that you think are interesting this year here on the North Shore, other than Marblehead?
Other than Marblehead?
Yeah, other than Marblehead, other stories that are interesting.
I have to say that overall the sport of lacrosse has grown so much. Over, you know, this is my sixth year as the head coach, but ninth year overall with the program. And, you know, walking out onto each and every one of these lacrosse fields, you see the level of skill that each team has, you know, has really taken on. And you can see how the coaching has stepped up, the players have stepped up, and that's not coming just from, you know, come out March 21st. And to pick up your stick. We have girls who are dedicated to lacrosse, and it's a fun sport to play. It's a fun sport to watch, and I think that it's really starting to click. And for the North, you know, Northeast Conference for sure, because, you know, we sometimes when we go down, you know, we travel down 128, we play some of these teams, and they've had lacrosse for a while. And so being able to keep up with those programs is really a great success for all of things girls lacrosse.
Hey, one final question from me, more of a personal note to you, Annie. Tell me your lacrosse background. How did you get interested in the sport, and what is your background then?
I played lacrosse at Stony Brook University. I actually went there to play softball and decided that I played fall ball of my freshman year, decided it was not fast-paced enough for me, so I went up to the coach and to the lacrosse coach and said, I'd like to try out for your team. And she looked at me and thought I was crazy. And then she said, she's like, all right, well, you know, I said, I played soccer my whole life. I said, I can do this. And she looked at me and she's like, yeah, all right, let's see what happens. Down on Long Island, that doesn't necessarily happen. So I went out for the team. And, you know, my first game was against Army. I remember standing at West Point thinking, I don't really know what I got myself into, but I have to say it was one of the best decisions of my entire life, and all of the amazing coaches that I've had along the way that have taught me, just given me the gift of lacrosse, that now I actually sit on the board for U.S. Lacrosse, and I'm one of, let's say, 10 women that sit on the board for the U.S. for the U.S. headquarters. So it's a great sport to be a part of, and I'm really proud of all of the things girls lacrosse in Massachusetts. So,
well, great. I'm glad I asked you that then. That was all right. All right. Annie, good luck to you guys over at Salem on Wednesday afternoon at 4 when you your next game. And, again, congratulations on the 10-1 start to the season.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Okay. Annie Pugh, the girls lacrosse coach at Marblehead High School, with us on MSONewsSports.com.